This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lockdown. Authorities in Washington and around the nation are getting ready for what they fear could be trouble leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
With less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert, monitoring individuals potentially planning violent protests.
We've already identified over 200 suspects.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking at an inauguration security briefing with Vice President Mike Pence.
We know who you are if you're out there. And FBI agents are coming to find you.
Federal officials tell the Associated Press Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has approved deploying 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. to assist with security. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Biden wants to send most Americans $1,400 more to help them through the coronavirus pandemic.
We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough.
He rolled out his coronavirus fighting plan last night.
Joe Biden says the U.S. will need to spend another $1.9 trillion to provide direct payments to Americans to help them cope with the virus fallout, rebuild the nation's economy, and send kids safely back to school. The plan would need congressional approval.
We cannot let people go hungry. We cannot let people get evicted.
Republican lawmakers are already pushing back on some of the issues, like a higher minimum wage. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President-elect Biden just announced former FDA head David Kessler as chief science officer for the vaccine drive to stop the spread of the virus. The virus has now killed almost 389,000 people in this country, almost 2 million around the world. This is AP News. A convicted killer and drug trafficker was executed overnight at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. The AP's Mike Hempen reports.
52-year-old Corey Johnson was executed despite his lawyers trying to stop it. They claim the lethal injection would cause Johnson, who had COVID-19, excruciating pain due to lung damage from his coronavirus infection. Johnson was convicted of killing three people and participating in four other capital murders in Richmond, Virginia in 1992. President-elect Joe Biden opposes the federal death penalty and has indicated he'll end its use. I'm Mike Hempen.
Samsung says its new smartphones will have bigger screens, better cameras, and longer-lasting batteries. The standard phone will start at $800, 20% less than last year's comparable model. The others go for $1,000 or more. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.